Well, hello everyone and welcome to another episode of WA This Week. Look, I want to kick off with what I think is a very good news story, and that is the Auditor General of Western Australia has decided to conduct an investigation into all government asset sales over the last 10 years. Now, I think that is a wonderful thing that the Auditor General is doing that. The reason I think that is, I am gravely disturbed by asset sales that this Labor government has been carrying out. Now, I've been through in some detail on a previous podcast talking about the Landgate sale at Midland, but of course this government has sold more government assets than any government in prior history. And if you look at those deals, you really scratch your head and say, how are those deals benefiting the taxpayers of Western Australia? It's very clear how those deals are benefiting certain individuals, and some individuals seem to be benefiting much more than most. And I am really looking forward to the Auditor General digging into this. Clearly that will go back over the period of this government, their 5 years, and into the previous government. The previous Liberal government sold very few public assets, you know, despite the cries from the Labor Party. But this Labor Party that, you know, gnashes its teeth and anguishes over sale of public assets has been selling off your assets. And it appears at ridiculously low prices. In many cases, in fact, not only have they sold the assets for essentially nothing, but they've then committed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to make those assets more valuable for the person that's bought them. We find this really disturbing. I have enormous faith in the Auditor General. She is a really outstanding public servant, and I'm very much looking forward to the outcome of her investigations. Perhaps on a less happy topic is the topic of crime in Western Australia. I've spoken about this on a number of occasions. Yesterday, my colleague in the Upper House, our Shadow Minister for Police, has reported that there's been an increase in crime. Over 15,000 more criminal incidents were reported this year than last year. Now, you know, the Labor government comes and says crime's decreasing. And I've pointed out to you before, violent crime, and these are the serious crimes of people being bashed, raped, violently assaulted, murdered. Those violent crimes have gone up by over 20% under this government. And we've got a police minister and a premier who say, nothing to see here, there is no problem. We've got this program, we've got that program. They love to have photographs of themselves standing beside a great stash of drugs or something that's been picked up. But of course, they're not doing anything about what affects your life, and that is your house being burgled, people being threatened when they go about their ordinary business, when people are out in the entertainment precincts at night, being confronted and in fact being violently assaulted. They do nothing about that. This government, as I've said on many occasions, they're all about spin, they're all about photo opportunities, but they're not doing anything serious about crime. You know, if we look at it, there are thousands of more crimes under this Labor government over the previous terms, and it's because they're not doing their job. We're seeing, unfortunately, an ongoing issue with bed block in hospitals. Now, I have mentioned and discussed this a little bit previously. Quite often we talk about ambulance ramping, and of course the state government have really, really shamefully and disgracefully misused that to launch into a criticism of the ambulance services. Now, I won't go down that path too far, and there's an inquiry on, and let's wait and see what the outcome of the inquiry is going to be. We all think we know what it is, but nevertheless, we'll see whether it's an honest government or a government driven by their union mates. But in any case, nothing to do with ambulances. What it is bed block. There are not enough hospital beds in Western Australia. Western Australia has the lowest number of hospital beds per head of population of any state in Australia. This Labor government inherited a world-class medical system from the previous government. The previous Liberal government spent $8 billion over 8 years upgrading our hospital system. What did this government do? They came into power, they sat back and did nothing. What do? They blame everyone else. As I've mentioned, they blame the ambulances for the fact that the ambulances are parked outside a hospital because they can't get patients into the hospital because there are no beds. We have patients in corridors, seriously ill, who can't get treated in proper wards and proper surgeries because there are no places. They blame them. The other thing is they blame COVID. They go, oh, COVID's been, you know, that's been a huge drain on the system. Whilst COVID is a very serious issue, the reality is that COVID patients represent a small fraction of the patients in our hospitals. The reality is that if COVID hadn't existed, we would still have enormous problems with ambulance ramping in our hospitals. We'd have enormous problems still with patients not being able to get surgeries done. And again, the government talks about elective surgeries as if it's, you know, oh, well, it's, you know, someone's getting a bit of a makeup put on their face or something. When you're talking about these surgeries, you're talking about people who can't leave their home because they need a hip operation. They can't enjoy a quality of life that we, most of us, enjoy because they can't have critical surgeries, critical interventions. We hear about children who need urgent help with mental health issues who cannot get to see a specialist because they're simply not available, and in some cases with the most terrible consequences. This is all under the watch of a Labor government who has been completely asleep at the wheel in fact, continuing to grow our hospital services and our medical services. And it is just a really unfortunate aspect. And still, this government, we should have had another major tertiary hospital up and running now. They've been in government 5 years. There should be another major tertiary hospital built and running right now, fully staffed. This government doesn't even have anything planned. And so this situation is, I say, very unfortunately, going to go from bad to worse under this government. Now, they'll blame everyone else but themselves, but this is a failure of the McGowan Labor government. I did want to touch on a federal topic. Now, you know, normally we try and stick to the state topics, but you would have noticed or at least seen that the federal Labor government have announced that they're going to impose a hard target of a 43% reduction in carbon emissions from Australia by 2030. Now, in effect, that's really, well, 7.5 years away, practically 7 years away. I have really grave concerns about the government doing that. Now, many of you who've followed me at least for a little while will know I'm a big fan of renewable energy, and I accept that the community has high expectations that we're going to decarbonise our economy. And certainly I am very excited by that prospect, because I think that in the longer term, those new renewable energy sources will ultimately lead to the creation of new jobs and new industries in Western Australia. But in good time. What I'm extremely concerned about with the Albanese government 43% target reduction by 2030 is that it is actually completely unachievable. And it's not a question of will, it's simply a question of, well, a number of things. Does the technology exist? Is the money available? I've done some rough calculations on this, and I'm getting those confirmed by people in the industry. But by my measure, it's trillions of dollars of expenditure. You're talking about a substantial, well, in effect, a doubling of the total capital spend in Australia over what already exists. So that's every bridge, every road, every building you see being built, every new refinery, every new mine, that somehow you're going to practically double that sort of investment spend. Now, if I'm correct in those assumptions around that, then that's unachievable. You're talking about a massive increase in our workforce in that time. The thing I worry about with a target, okay, some people might say, well, a target's good and we'll have it'll aspire us to do things, or inspire us to do things at least. It's an aspirational target. However, part of the legislation that comes out of this ultimately is going to be penalties. It's going to be taxes on people who don't achieve the target the government set. The problem with that is I can't see how it's possible for our major industries, the big companies like BHP, Rio Tinto, Woodside, Wesfarmers, those other big companies, I can't see practically how they can effectively reduce their hydrocarbon consumption, whether it's diesel, whether it's gas, whether it's coal. I can't see how they can reduce that by 43%. One, how they can afford to do that in the next 7.5 years, but two, that they can actually get the work done. So if they're hit with penalties, if they're hit with taxes because of this, then that's going to harm all of us. That's going to harm the profitability of those businesses. That's going to harm the lifestyle that you all enjoy. And I'm extremely concerned about that. I've called on Mark McGowan to come out and say whether he thinks it's achievable. Western Australia, disproportionately, because we're such a massive industrial estate, because we are responsible for 60% of Australia's export income, we will be disproportionately affected by this target, especially if penalties are applied. And I just can't see any other way the Labor government can go about this than do that. So look, let's wait and see. We'll have a chance to talk about this in the future. But if the government is going to apply this target, they have to detail, before the legislation is passed, they have to show how this is practically achievable. You know, we've seen with the state Labor government, they're all about spin, they're all about press conferences, they're all about openings with hard hats. And it seems that we've got a federal Labor government that is in the same mode. So they're going to go out there and they're all going to pat themselves on the back. But if the net result is that they destroy the jobs for your children, that they destroy the standard of living that we currently enjoy in Australia, you know, then that is going to be a dreadful outcome. As I've said, I'm all for heading down a path of seeing how we can decarbonise our economy. But let's do this in a considered, measured way where we know we can achieve it. And let's not penalise our industries, and let's not destroy the standard of living that we enjoy in Western Australia in particular, but in Australia generally. Well, thank you very much for listening. As I said, some interesting topics to follow up on, no more so than the energy one. I'm going to look with a keen interest at what happens. The government, I believe they've said they're going to put this legislation through in a matter of weeks, and then there'll be more legislation that then enables the achievement of the target. So let's see how it goes. So we'll have a chance to talk about that. But look, if you want to share this or otherwise catch up with these podcasts, just remember that you can subscribe and get the podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Stitcher. Otherwise, if you want to look at video, in particular, if you want to share it with your friends, video is available on LinkedIn and YouTube. I say it every time because I mean it. Really love your feedback. Really enjoy the contribution that you make in terms of improving this. And otherwise, you know, give critique. If there's one thing I know in this role, I'm always learning. Really happy to learn from the feedback that you provide for us. Thank you very much.